We all recognize antithesis when we read a biblical psalm. For instance, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Antithesis, A versus B, they versus we. But in these lines, we recognize much more than a figure of speech, because through that figure of speech, we perceive a whole poetic meaning. Why set up the dead at all in opposition to us, the living? Isn't it enough to say we will bless the Lord? It's a perfectly good psalm idea. No, it's not enough, not for making this particular poetic statement. These verses are a microcosm, a poetic essence of the entire psalm, which is all established on antithesis, beginning, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to thy name give glory, and continuing that antithetical design by setting up the polar extremes of idols, which are of silver and gold, eyes have they, but they see not, and so on. And on the other hand, but our God is in the heavens, which in turn leads to further antitheses until we are finally ready to understand those last lines, distinguishing between the dead who praise not and us who do. We now perceive through that continuing antithesis that by the dead, the psalmist is speaking metaphorically of the idolatrous nations who worship the work of their own hands. Now, that's an example of how a simple figure of speech can be extended to permeate and qualify a whole poetic structure. Now, can this happen also in music?